Hello, welcome back to the first gutter of a sunny new week. I've got a great crew with me too. We're not enjoying the sunshine. I can't pretend we're enjoying the sunshine. We're in a fucking cave in the basement of Anfield Rap Towers in Zurich. No, not in Zurich, in Liverpool. I've got James Sutton, Paul Hogan, Gareth Roberts. Andy's producing. And we've got a fresh new link to savour. I'm going to choose to believe there's something in this one because it's coming at us thick and fast from Spain. All the usual suspects, the papers called things like Dario Dario and Bollers and things like that, are saying that Liverpool are interested in Marco Asensio from Real Madrid. Marco Asensio is an interesting character. I mean, in January turned 26. He's been at Real Madrid since he was in their academy. He's been on the fringe of greatness, it feels like, for many years. Never quite pinned down a first-team spot, and that's why he wants away. He's only got a year left on his contract. Here's some other facts and stats for the panel who know this all already, I'm sure. He's 6 foot tall, eyes of blue. No, he doesn't have eyes. He plays mainly on the right wing, but can play off the left occasionally and as a 10. Last season in La Liga, he bagged 10 times in 31 league games. I calculated it as a goal every 170 minutes. That's not bad at all. James,
hello.
Plays on the right-hand side. Is it a possibility in your mind that Liverpool would look at this signing? Yes, I'll stress he's only got a year to go, so they're only talking about 30, 35 million for him as a sort of planning for life beyond Mo Salah. Is that a possibility with this link?
I think it's more than a possibility, but I also think it's common knowledge that, you know, contract negotiations with Mohamed Salah aren't going great, haven't gone great, and we've reached a point now where he probably will leave at the end of next season on a free unless something incredible happens. So it's kind of common knowledge now that there's a space opening up on the right-hand side of our team.
Yeah.
I think he's an interesting shout. I think for the right money and the right wages, it doesn't really fit the remit a 26-year-old. It's not someone that we're, you know, in Thiago aside, the buying players of that age, it's not something that we're, you know, the sort of the evolution of this team, which I think is fascinating.
You don't think that's young enough, 26, for our plan?
I think it is, but it seems that we're already planning for the future, and it seems that lowering the age of this team seems to be a bit of a priority. Everyone that we seem to be bringing in seems to be of a, you know, younger than that. I think it's fascinating to watch, though, this evolution. I've never been quite as aware of it as I am at the moment. It seems very, very specific. Everyone that we're getting in seems very, very specific. Even, you know, a number 9, for example, that's been discussed to death. But I think it's fascinating to watch and how specific they are in identifying the players that we need going forward. You know, you're losing a fullback, so you immediately get another fullback in. You're losing Sadio Mane. You're buying Nunes. You're literally buying goals to cover that loss. So I think it's fascinating. I think for me, you know, I'd love to see a new winger come into the club, with or without goals, because, you know, don't forget we've got a wealth of attacking talent at the moment. It's looking, you know, if you go through the team, it's looking really, really strong, really positive.